So this actually goes into a fairly, I don't know, kind of arcane area of licensing law as to the difference between license conditions and covenants in license agreements. There has been some case law about that. Typically, based on prior case law about open source software licensing, there was really no question that licenses could be enforced by a copyright infringement case based on failure of the conditions and then copyright infringement. So the seminal case, for instance, of Jacobson v. Katzer laid the groundwork for that. And so it was absolutely clear that a case could be brought as a copyright infringement case. However, the courts have never said that it could not be brought as a contract case. And in fact, there was one case that said that it could, which settled before we got a lot of useful case law out of it. That was Artifex v. Hancom. So the entire theory of open source enforcement based on copyright infringement was thought to be beneficial to the authors of the software because copyright infringement is generally going to have more generous remedies for the plaintiff, right? There are going to be probably more ways to more theories of damages. You can have the possibility of statutory damages if the work qualifies for statutory damages. And probably most importantly, there was a much stronger possibility of injunction. But what I mean by injunction is a negative injunction, of course, saying if you don't comply with these conditions, you have to stop using the software. And if you read what's been written by open source legal pundits of various stripe throughout the years, that's the entire theory of the way this stuff works. So this case flies in the face of all of that. And as you might imagine, it's caused a lot of division within the admittedly rather small bar, concerned with open source software, because most lawyers who have been working in this area have been operating on the theory that this is mostly a case of that infringement of open source licenses is mostly done by virtue of copyright infringement lawsuits in federal court. The other thing that is problematic about this is that claiming that relief of specific performance under a contract remedy is, shall we say, a stretch. we all learned in law school that you don't usually get specific performance of contracts, except in some very rare instances like real estate, contracts and so forth. Still, I don't know about you, but if you look at the case law, it's pretty hard to put your finger on something that says, no, you really don't usually get specific performance for breach of a contract. It's just that that is a principle that I think most people, consider a basic principle of contract law. The notion being that economic relief, damages, is usually enough, and specific performance is not what courts want to do. They're okay ordering people to stop doing something, such as in the case of using software that it has a copyright interest where somebody is not complying with the conditions of the license, and they're okay with awarding damages, right? But they don't particularly like ordering people to do stuff like disclose source code. That's not something that courts are going around doing every day. So this case represents a very different approach to open source enforcement from what has gone on in the past. This is clearly a test case. I don't think anybody has any bones about calling it a test case, including SFC. I won't speak for them, of course, though. But the part of the backstory of this is SFC, Software Freedom Conservancy, had tried to bring another test case more or less in Germany a number of years ago against VMware. And that had to do with the interpretation of GPL. And they lost that case. And it was a fairly, I think it's probably fair to say, fairly unpopular case because because they were enforcing rights relating to the Linux kernel, and most of the kernel developers really don't like to go about enforcement via lawsuits. So they sued VMware, they lost, and after that, or maybe kind of during that, their funding sort of dried up. They got a grant to do some more enforcement, particularly in the area of IoT, Internet of Things. IoT is a space where there is a lot of open source software being used all the time, and it was an area of particular interest for SFC because they were concerned and you know legitimately so that there was a lot of lack of compliance in that area and that IoT devices can contain a lot of important personal information of people, and so it was consistent with notions of personal liberty that if you should have access to the source code for these devices in order to control your own personal situation, then that's something you should have. So where we stand on this case now,